Commentator Andre Codrescu has been catching up on the career of a fellow poet, Gregory Corso, whose correspondence has been collected in a book called An Accidental Biography.
Some writers burn their letters. This is easier said than done, since letters go out to other people and must be gotten back first. For the most part, writers' letters are about money, the work, and money. Here is Gregory Corso, poet, free spirit, and notorious moocher, writing from New York in 1959 to Willis Barnstone. I want to get out of this Woody Woodpecker cartoon. Can your Wesleyan give me $200? Do I sound like I want to read but for loot? No, it's just that I want to get away, and I'll probably get the money from somebody under the threat of madness, etc., etc. To us, later voyeurs, this is interesting. Firstly, $200 was a lot for a poetry reading in 1959. Secondly, Corso feels, or feigns feeling, bad about asking for money. Shades of erroneous romantic hangover that poetry should be free. And thirdly, the money is not for anything frivolous like, let's say, drugs or food, but for the purpose of getting out of new Woody Woodpecker, New York, a place that no longer suits the poet. In 1962, from Paris, Corso writes to Judith Schmidt. Two things. First, the check you said you sent to American Express Paris never arrived. Maybe American Express doing me in after that book I wrote. Here, the poet's message is tinged with paranoia and a bit of humor, but he's no longer being faux delicate about his needs. In later letters, he attributes his ongoing penury to rich Philistines, duplicitous and jealous friends, occult powers, and of course, American Express. Outside of money, Corso's letters, like those of other poets, are about the work, its creation, and its disposition. To Allen Ginsberg in 1958 from Paris. I finished bomb poem, had much difficulty, pain, thought for ending. Could have ended it with light or profundity, or humor, or bitterness. I choose the latter because deep in me it's the way I feel. Someday perhaps the light, but as for now, no. Immediately followed by, George Whitman will print it up in his new job as publisher. Mine will be the first scroll, yours the second. Here the work is covered from conception to publication, and Corso slyly manages to claim first place in a group mythology that has Ginsberg second. In the lives of poets, money goes from I need it because I'm great to you owe it to me because I'm great. Work also follows a well-established trajectory from the context-defining ruminations of youth to the embittered or ecstatic consideration of immediate surrounding, the only life there is, and the defense of choices made for deeply disturbing reasons. I'm burning my letters.
Poet Andre Codrescu edits the online magazine Exquisite Corpse.